Billionaire investor Warren Buffett is upping the ante in his campaign to hike taxes on the nation's top earners, actually daring GOP lawmakers to donate their own personal wealth to help pay down the national debt. Mr. Buffett claims he will match every dollar they donate, except for Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, with whom he'll go 3-1. The two exchanged barbs last summer when Senator McConnell suggested the Berkshire Hathaway CEO, quote, send a check instead of complaining about paying too little in taxes. Is Buffett's suggestion going to be helpful? For answers, we turn to our Freedom Fighters, Fox Business Stocks editor, who's been covering this story all day, my colleague Elizabeth McDonald, Erica Payne, the Agenda Project founder, and Anthony Randazzo, Reason Foundation Director of Economic Policy. How did this start, and is Buffett serious? And where would Mitch McConnell to get money to challenge Warren Buffett?
Well, the first point is the New York Times opinion piece Mr. Buffett wrote was essentially saying we need a millionaire's tax because he effectively pays 17% because he shields his income from taxes via capital gains, interest deductions on loans, and charitable deductions. And then the GOP came back with their own Buffett rule, right, which essentially says if you want to give more toward the deficit, here's a line item on IRS tax returns. You can do that, to which Mr. Buffett is now saying, well, pony up. By the way, the Buffett tax wouldn't hit him because he shields his income from taxes.
All right. Isn't it a truism that no one should pay a dollar more in taxes than they truly own? And the tax code was written to enable people to be creative.
Well, let me make a different point. I mean, I think that we have an underfunded government, and because we don't raise enough money. You know, you just come down to the fact that we have an underfunded government. And what Republicans have done over the course of this year to a group of patriotic millionaires for fiscal strength, which is about 200 people who make more than $1 million a year, who called for higher taxes on themselves, is they keep on coming up with this, we'll write a voluntary check. Orrin Hatch said that to this group of 200 millionaires 6 weeks ago, throw some money in, or 6 months ago, and they said, we'll match whatever you do, Senator Hatch. Well, he hadn't done it yet, okay. So I think his plan for voluntary funding of the government is not going to work.
But Anthony, isn't the whole concept that people would donate money to the government ridiculous? I mean, the government is not going to take Warren Buffett's billions or Orrin Hatch's thousands, whatever the number may be, and use it to pay down the debt. Whatever money they get, they're going to spend.
Well, they're going to spend it, and it just the whole conversation is just evidence that we're missing the whole point.
What's the point?
The point is we need to have a conversation about what our spending priorities are as a country, and that means having a debate about a budget and actually passing a budget, which we haven't done for nearly 5 years.
Are we ever going to have that debate about our spending
priorities?
No, we're not going to have that debate.
But you have to have that first. Here's the issue.
If you tax the millionaires 100%, you would not close the annual budget deficit, and you would hardly, over a 10-year basis, pay the interest costs of the exploding debt.
Not a reason not to tax them more, and the first conversation we need to have is whether or not people think that you can fund the government with voluntary taxes.
Hold on, Anthony. The bitter battle over the government's latest and lamest attempt to tame copyright infringement on the internet is moving from Washington to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week. The Stop Online Piracy Act, commonly known by its initials SOPA, S-O-P-A, would burden internet success stories like Google and Facebook with policing all content and then penalizing them for anything that slips through the cracks. Consumer Electronics Association Chief Executive Gary Shapiro, who's been on the show, is so worried about SOPA's potential to cripple innovation and entrepreneurship in the technology field that he's making his conference in Las Vegas ground zero in the debate. They have plenty to worry about, don't they, Anthony?
Yeah, no, this is actually a really, really big problem. We're talking about penalizing a company just for basically you entering a door, which is the search window, and saying, I want to find this stuff, and then penalizing a company says, well, here's a whole bunch of different places that you can find it. This goes right back to what we've talked about before, which is you can't penalize the people who build a road for what people do when they're driving on that road.
If I am the New York Times and I accept an advertisement from somebody to sell a house and they're offering it for $1 million, but they really want $2 million, they're committing fraud. Should the Times have to verify the accuracy of that ad? Stated differently, can the Times be penalized for running that ad? Because that's what this SOPA is, writ large, 2012 version.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, I think that this is a problematic piece of legislation, but it really is. It's sort of the inside baseball interesting thing to watch is the fight of the Titans, the fight of the behemoths, because Chris Dodd's newly branched lobbying career is being display here.
What will this do to costs if a company like Google has to scrutinize the accuracy and authenticity of everything that they post?
It would cause their legal costs to explode. You would face, if you run an internet site, 5 years in prison for posting, say, 10 pieces of copyrighted music or other bits of copyrighted material. And the issue is the internet companies already do this. They already answer to the long arm of the government who stops them at every turn. If this was in place when Facebook or YouTube launched, they would have been sued into oblivion. It is an open door to the tort bar, which gives a lot of money to the Democrats.
Isn't this the type of thing that could actually alter the internet irreparably by putting the government in charge? And if the government can scrutinize the accuracy of a copyright, could it scrutinize a political opinion with which it disagrees?
It completely changes the structure of the internet, because the whole point is that you have free access, open access, and what Google provides is for you as a user to choose what you want to do and access what other people are providing, and having them step in to put, basically just closes that door.
Erica, who's behind this? Liberals don't want their words suppressed any more than libertarians and free marketers do. Who's pushing this?
Well, I mean, it's basically the fight of two kinds of media, you know, or the old media companies who are the content creators going to get paid for their creative work, which as they should, or these new media providers
are going to have internet companies already take down that copyright material, and it would give some DOJ bureaucrat the power to slap them with court orders when they're already doing what the government wants.
Got it. Elizabeth McDonald, Anthony Randazzo, Erica Payne, it's a pleasure, guys. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, why get